It's the all-new breakfast show on 2ST. You're doing it with me, Stolzy. It's just on 11 past the hour of 8. As I welcome onto the program, I've gone straight to the top here. The Mayor for Nowra, Amanda Finlay, joins me. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Stolzy. And do you think we should really have that song come together in the playlist? Like, considering that this is COVID and we're supposed to be keeping social distance.
Well, this controversy surrounds the show already. We're going to have to get into, go straight to the top of the music scheduling and got to ban this song. Ban this song. Amanda, look, thanks for your time this morning. I've had so much exuberance, so much enthusiasm this morning just to express to people how happy I am to, and my family is, to be here in the Shoalhaven. Finally, it's been something that we've wanted to do for so long, because it really is such a special place, isn't it?
Oh, look, it's a fantastic place, and especially bringing up a family. I mean, I brought up two kids here myself, and I couldn't think of a better place for them to have been, you know, spent their childhood, because it's a really nice, you know, still kind of a wild and free place in some ways.
Is there any particular area that you suggest that I should make a, or hop along to, quick smart, and go check out?
Oh, you know, we always have this this thing at council whenever, you know, new people come on board at council, and we say to them, okay, where are you going to live? Where are you going to make your home base? And then you take a poll around the building, and you know what? No one can actually arrive at one particular spot. You know, like, I live down south, and I love Milton, Mollymook, Narrawally. I love all my southern places, Bawley Point. But I equally love places like Currarong and Killala Bay, because they're just, they're beautiful. So I think you just have to, you know, stick all the names in a hat and draw them out one by one and just keep, ticking them off the list.
Well, no doubt that I will. And look, it seems like the rest of Australia has the same thoughts on the matter, especially when Christmas and a long weekend comes around, because it was booming over the long weekend, wasn't it?
Oh, crikey, what a traffic jam we had around the place. And it was great to see that our businesses were thriving, and it was great to see that in a general sense, people were doing the right thing here in the Shoalhaven. They must have been listening to those call-outs that we were putting out, you know, in that lead up to the long weekend. You know, if you're coming down, do the right thing, because what we don't want is people locked down for Christmas because they've mucked up at the wrong point.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Everyone's kind of written off 2020. And they understand. I mean, I'm not even going to go up in age. I'm going to keep my age, because I've done pretty much nothing. They've written off 2020, but we'd like a nice ending where we can all just end up at our family's place come Christmas time.
No, that's it. You know, and people say to me, oh, yeah, I want to write off 2020. And it's like, come on, there's 3 months left of good things to happen and good things to do. And if we do the right thing, then we can absolutely enjoy that, you know, squeeze the maximum out of it towards the end and, you know, hit into 21 with hopefully a better outlook.
And doing the right thing when it comes to bushfire season is upon us. We did have a fire, what was it, Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, so the weekend we had that that burn off on Currarong turn a bit sour and become a bit out of control for a little while. And so that's been a bit of an issue. But what it does remind everybody, and I really want to, this is a serious moment now, Stolzy.
Yeah, okay.
If you don't have a fire plan, you have to get one done before the summer starts for serious, because, you know, the weekend fire just shows that even with a bit of moisture in the ground and more moisture coming, that, you know, we're still not immune to this. We've still got to, you know, have our fire plans ready and be absolutely in the know with our friends and family what it is that we're going to do, and not just go, oh, yeah, I've got something loose in my head. That's just not good enough.
Yeah.
So get them fire plans done, people, if you haven't got them done already.
Look, I watched from a distance, a good 400 kilometres away, at the end of last year and the start of this year, and shook my head in disbelief. And also, I was really looking at the people of the Shoalhaven and the South Coast, the amount of resilience and strength they held. So I hope, with all that in memory, like, I was far away, and it would bring a tear to your eye, but I hope, with what's happened, that everyone has that plan now in place.
Yeah, I hope so. And look, our people have done remarkable, and I just want to, you know, big shout out to everybody who's working through all of the issues. you know, these are the times when our mental health really, you know, is our number one thing, and we've got to really keep sharp on that as well and not be afraid to reach out and get that professional help that we need, because even though we are resilient people, you know, just sometimes talking to others to really work through the last those issues is a really big thing. You know, smelling the bushfire smoke on the weekend, you know, and that night I went to bed and I had a nightmare about the bushfires, and it's like, you know, oh, that's right. That was all to do with what we went through and the trauma of the summer that was. And, you know, for me, that was just one little nightmare, thinking about the things that could go wrong. But for people who lived that nightmare, you know, going and seeing someone about that's really important.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Amanda, look, I would love to have you on the show regularly if, when time permits for yourself, to keep the people updated. Oh, before I do that, what rugby league team do you support? if you say Manly, the deal's off.
Well, look, now that I'm a South Coast woman, you know, if I didn't say the Rabbitohs, that would have to, you know, I'd get torn to pieces. But you know, I'm going to really disappoint you on this one. You know, I'm not much of a footy fan, to be honest.
Oh, you're not a footy fan. All right.
No, not much of
that's
a footy
okay.
fan.
That's all right. That's all right. Not everyone is. It doesn't float everyone's boat. But I'd love to have you on regardless.
I would, but Stolzy, little word here. I hear that the people up around North Nowra, you know, I hear that you've been stalking them and that they're a bit worried about this new 6-foot journo who's, you know, thrusting microphones in their face and asking questions.
Oh, the people, don't tell me the people of North Nowra shops have complained about being hassled on Labor Day to get bits and pieces for the show. Surely not.
Oh, man, look, you know, your first day back on air, I think you'll be able to get away with it. And I think the Shoalhaven's going to really love having you, you know, back on the airwaves here and, you know, really sharing your special brand of joy, Stolzy. So I'm looking forward to spending some time with you up at the station and you know, on our regular spot whenever we can do it.
As am I. Amanda, thank you so much for your time this morning. And I'm always up for some council ideas if you need any extra ones.
Oh, sure. No problem. Sounds great. We can
chin
the fat on that. No problem at all.
All right. There we have it. The Mayor of Nowra, Amanda Findlay, joining us on the 2ST Breakfast Show. Thank you very much, Amanda.
Thank you.